young brahmanas graduated from the ashram of their guru. They ventured forth into the wide world, desiring to earn their fortune by exhibiting their scriptural wisdom and mystic power. After obtaining wealth, they planned to marry. Three of the Brahmana boys were impetuous and proud, having learned their lessons well. The fourth one was brave and down to earth. He did not care to parade around the superficial accomplishments of learning. His mind was firmly set in common sense. The other three considered him a bit slow. While on their way, they passed through a deep forest. In youthful exuberance, the three argued among themselves about who is best in learning. The fourth Brahmana boy silently followed behind. Then they came across a pile of bones. "Just see here," cried one young Brahmana. "I'll show you what kind of animal this was." In a moment, he displayed all knowledge of structural anatomy by assembling the skeleton completely. The animal had been a lion. "That was child's play," smirked another boy. "I'll add the rest of the ingredients of the lion's body by mystic power." In an instant, it was done. "Till now, we've seen nothing," the third Brahmana boy mocked. "I'll breathe the air of life into this beast." At this point, the fourth boy, who'd been silent, spoke up. "Can't you see the consequences of what you're all doing here?" he demanded of the others. As one, the three shouted in derision, "Don't speak! Don't speak! What power can you show? What fool will give you any charity? Rascal, you're just tagging along to soak up a portion of the donations we earn. Now just remain silent, or soon you'll be traveling alone. Believe our speech, for we are truthful Brahmanas, learned and qualified. I shall speak again, but only to take your permission to climb this tree before you continue," the fourth Brahmana replied. "Then do it, monkey," they laughed. After he was high in the tree, Brahmana boy number three showed a mudra and chanted, "Lion, take a portion of my mighty prana, which is powerful from austerity. Live, O king of beasts." The lion shuddered and took a breath. Its yellow eyes opened and glared at the three ferociously. With a roar, he sprang upon them and killed them all. Only the Brahmana lad in the tree lived to tell the tale. And so, the men of science today tamper with nature's laws, bringing upon the world imminent destruction. A truly wise man will save his life in the midst of this danger by chanting the great mantra for deliverance: Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.